Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Kelly Enos, who's a principal with the Verve Partnership. Kelly, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
So tell us who the Verve Partnership is.
The Verve Partnership is an interior architecture and design strategy firm in Baltimore, Maryland.
And you're an interior designer?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Do you have schooling background in that?
Yes, I have a BFA in interior architecture from the Maryland Institute College of Art, commonly known as MICA here in the area.
And you also have some time at Harvard, right?
I took a lot of the summer classes from the Graduate School of Design.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about how you work the Neocon show. Do you go every year?
You know, I've been going every year for the last 10 pretty regularly, yes.
How do you work the show? Do you just go up to the 11th floor and let gravity help you get down, or do you set appointments? Tell me how you work the show.
It's an evolution in process. So this year, I will be starting on the 11th floor and working my way down. It takes going a couple times to actually understand that's the easiest way to go about it. So in other years, I've been kind of all over the place, and some years I've completely missed floors here and there.
Yeah. It's interesting, you know, a lot of people do exactly what we're suggesting here, because in the morning on Monday, the 10th floor, you can hardly walk. It's crammed. And you go to the 7th floor, and they always say, well, they'll be down here in a little while.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a while to get the hang of it.
When you go, do you go with a project in mind, or do you just browse around?
It depends on the year, and it's a little bit of everything. So because I spent so much time in Los Angeles, you know, it's a great point of reconnection with East Coast, West Coast designers that I just haven't seen in a really long time. So it's a really lovely place just to get reconnected, all because of design, which is the biggest driver. So we often go with projects in mind, but more so just to see what's out there. What's the new product? What's the next best thing? You know, what's coming online? When are new things going to be launched? So it's a little bit of everything. It's, you know, social, educational, and project related.
Mm-hmm. Well, since most of my audience is tuned into the flooring business, are there flooring exhibits that you make a point to visit?
So my go-to is Bentley, simply because I had spent so much time on the West Coast, and as an organization, they were just simply lovely to me as a young designer in Los Angeles. So I always try and hit the Bentley showroom, even though they're really no longer in the mark. You know, walk across the street and take a look at the big showroom, too. As opposed to how they used to be. Some of our go-tos are absolutely Mohawk. With some of their new lines that they're launching are really quite inspiring, as well as Shaw, who's got a lovely representation here on the in the Mid-Atlantic with Shaw. So always try and see what they're doing next as well from a carpet standpoint. And I always like to see how the carpet companies are integrating different flooring surfaces into their lines as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, you mentioned Bentley's not in the show. I think, don't they still have a little teaser booth, the old Fortune space up on 10?
Yeah. Right. I think they did the Verve. Yeah, I think so. They do.
I know one of the things that you do at Verve, I think you focus kind of on workplace design, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Are there some projects you're working on now?
Actually, we've got a couple of innovation centers that we're working on, which are really exciting, in Buffalo, New York, and in Howard County, Maryland, which really are super inspiring. It's great to be around startups and people working on new technologies and kind of building economies within you know, the cities that we're working in. And we also just finished the headquarters for Visit Baltimore, which is Baltimore City's primary marketing agency. It's their job to, you know, bring people to Baltimore, not only from a tourist standpoint, but also you know, if you can market to all of Baltimore. Baltimore's got a lot of really great gems. And then we also just finished a couple of construction companies, which is kind of cool, too.
What's the thinking right now about collaborative spaces and heads-up versus heads-down space, all that?
So in my experience, it's really always all about the pendulum swing, which is never really going to swing too far to the left or too far to the right, unless you are a super stodgy old law firm or you're Google on each side of that pendulum swing. Right. We see a larger rise in different types of meeting areas and collaborative areas, you know, open, both open and closed. Statistically speaking, most meetings are 2 to 4 people that last 30 minutes. You don't need a 20-person conference room to handle that.
Right.
So it's really, you know, we see a lot of, it's really about the choice of, hey, today I need to have heads down, I need a quiet room.
Yeah.
You know, maybe today I can sit at my desk in the open office, but I also have a conference at 2 o'clock. Maybe I'll take the 4-person, you know, so it's really about the choices.
Have you been yet to Interfaces Basecamp or to Shaw's Create Center?
I have not.
Those are two office spaces that are in the flooring business at their, you know, kind of their headquarter locations. and they're cutting edge. Like you say, they can reserve spaces. They get to work, and they have some time in both heads-down spaces and heads-up spaces.
Oh, that's cool. I have not. I will look that up.
I think both those companies feel like they're going to be experts. They need to be working in some of these modern office environments.
Practice what you preach. Yep, exactly. That's great.
Let me ask you one last question about Neocon. Do you go to some of the social events? Is that part of your schedule?
Absolutely.
Will you go to the, I guess Cool changed the name to something new because it's the 25th anniversary, but will you be going
to it? It did, and I honestly forget what it is. I've been on the board here in the Mid-Atlantic for IIDA, and I honestly forget what it is, too.
Yeah.
But yes.
All right. All right, Kelly, thanks for spending time with us and our listeners. Again, been talking to Kelly Ennis, a principal with Verve Partnership, based in Baltimore, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.